hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me.
Underwhelmed to be here with you, Dave.
Well, great. Just great. And we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, made up of Bubble Boy. We got Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, who just has a few days left of Florida spiny lobster season, which ends at the end of March.
Weeks.
We got 2 weeks left. That's it. And no more bugs until July.
That's right.
When they go should out be taking and they advantage get, of it.
But should be. I was asked.
Going out on dates and making babies.
Yeah.
And filling up the coffers with new little kids. And
well,
then, you know.
I was asked to go do a lobster dive this week, but the winds were too messy for me. So I blew it off.
It's rough out there.
Yeah. So the lobsters got a reprieve from the lobster slayer. Because I don't think I'm going to have another opportunity before the end of the month here. So, Barry, it all comes down to you.
Crabby boy.
The winds are laying down this coming week.
Okay. Well, you have your mission if you choose to accept it.
It's tax season.
Okay. So, you're not doing it 24-7. Yeah, you need a distraction.
5 days a week. I would like to take a day off.
Barry.
What's wrong with Saturday and Sunday?
Well, Saturday, someone says, are you going to be on the show?
Right.
I need you on the show.
Well, you can
go and tell him to suck it
loose. As soon as we're done.
No, I'm not as mean as he is.
Hey, look, as soon as Scuba Radio Happy Hour is over, hop on over to the coast and hop in the water off the like Hillsborough Inlet or someplace and go get us some lobsters. Come on, Barry the Bugger.
I would go on Jeff's boat and I could wait till July.
Yeah, you know, Barry the Bummer.
I think you need to take the Barry
the
Booger.
Barry the Booger.
The Booger?
Yeah.
How much do you drink today?
Not enough.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to take that bugger away from me.
Okay. I had Barry the Booger before.
Well, you got 2 weeks to
redeem myself.
Yes.
I have another name change submission.
Okay. Yes.
Scott
Johnson.
Should be Bubble Man.
Bubble Man instead of Bubble Boy?
Yeah.
Why? Has he done something to mature?
I think
mature?
He's aged out of boy.
Is he more mature?
He's aged.
Bubble Man.
He's already, Bubble retired.
Yeah. He's still blowing bubbles, though.
Yeah, I didn't say I kept the bubble part.
But you think he is a man now? Or you made him a man? Is that what
maybe Bubble Guy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Greg, what's your obsession
fired
with alternative lifestyle?
Nothing. Right, I have no problem with it whatsoever.
I'm all about the ladies.
I mean, look, you know, a few weeks ago, Jerry the Diver Guy shared a story of how, you know, it was kind of his, I don't know, not coming out story.
Story.
No.
More confessional. It was more like Hallmark Channel, like romantic comedy.
Yeah. He shared his encounter with Bigfoot with us. We had to pull it out of him.
We were very accepting of him.
Yes.
We believe you.
He kept it to himself for all these years. Didn't tell us that he had this
feel better to get it out.
Bigfoot.
Jer.
And you all turned it into what you all wanted it to be.
Well, I don't know.
Well, we did have to fill in some holes.
We did.
There were some major gaps in the story.
He was not very forthcoming on his encounter with Bigfoot. We had to kind of coax it out of him with some moonshine, I think. And kind of loosen him up a little bit, if you know what I mean. And he spilled the beans finally. And then, like you said, there were a few gaps in his memory that, you know, CJ and I, we kind of put two and two together and like, oh, obviously this is what happened.
We may have taken a little artistic liberty with it.
Yeah.
And he filled in all the missing information.
So, you know, back in the day, he had this encounter with Bigfoot. And
apparently they still keep in touch.
And just to bring everyone up to speed, I mean, well, I think we have like a documentary clip that will kind of bring you up to speed on on Bigfoot.
Some may not know
where this encounter came from. Let's see.
He's known by 100 different names: Sciatic, Bushman, Wild Man. By any name, his description comes out the same.
I feel that he had every opportunity in the world to me on many occasions, and I have not been a.
Bigfoot, I'm gay Bigfoot, if you question sexuality. I'm here with some sweet talk to get those britches down below your knees. Let's go in the woods to find a treat. You'll see what's big is not just my feet. When you join gay Bigfoot, you'll have a yabba gabba goo time. A gabba goo time, we'll have a gay old time.
All right, that, brings everybody up to speed.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And, you know, Jerry shared the story. You know, we put it to music. And
future classic, and, for
and,
sure.
Well, and I'll tell you, Bigfoot has definitely become a staple here at Scuba Radio. I mean, and I will say it's been one of the most, I mean, popular appearances that we've ever had on the show. I mean, I've gotten emails and like, man, you know, I can't believe you were able to scoop the world on this. And, you know, so he's appeared on Scuba Radio several times already. And then, as I said a few weeks ago,
and notoriously shy and like,
right. You know, no, you couldn't even get a clear picture.
And he
of
must
Bigfoot.
Feel comfortable.
Well, at least on radio, on Scuba Radio, he's come out a little bit. And sure enough, I got wind that all this
you
newfound
broke wind?
No. I got I was made aware that he's getting more comfortable being out in public, and because of the success he's had on this show, he has wanted to branch out and try some new things. And as I said a few weeks ago, supposedly, he wanted to give a shot at taking a stab at stand-up comedy.
Well, that's what Larry the Cable Guy did.
Right.
Remember, he started on radio.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy and became a huge star.
Correct. And so this is evidently what has happened. I've heard about this. There's this new dive bar that we got wind of. I don't know. I think I started hearing about this place like at the first of the year. But evidently, there's a dive bar deep in the Pacific Northwest, and it's called Chuckles, Chuckles Dive Bar, and evidently, they do comedy. And somebody sent me an email, like, hey, Gay Bigfoot, he just took a stab at, like, open mic night.
Oh, God, that can't be good.
And I finally got my hands on the audio of this.
Oh, did Tank send it to you?
Oh, God.
Yeah, well,
I heard
Tank,
he was involved.
Yeah, well, he's pretty, you know, he's pretty wired in when it comes to, you know, nightclub stuff. And evidently, he's been working this gig. And so, yeah, it was Tank who sent me the audio. And I have not listened to this yet.
Why do you play these without listening to them?
Because I don't have time for this nonsense.
You're lazy.
I mean, I was too focused on trying to sneak in a lobster dive this week.
I just want
to
know why he even plays them.
What do you mean why? I mean, I'm just trying to inform our listeners.
He's got to fill up 2 hours somehow.
I mean, once again, you know, this is the kind of stuff you won't get anywhere else on the planet.
Nor would you want.
I mean, God, Bigfoot,
I'm grateful
even
for that.
Bigfoot even has been very grateful, I think, for allowing us to, you know, open up a new leaf for his, you know, place in the world. So anyway, I got this audio. I think we'll take a quick break and then we'll share this with you and everyone else, and apologize in advance. That's coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.